Town of Morrell, Zoning Board of Appeals, December 27th, 2023, 7 p.m.
For 7 o'clock, so we'll call this meeting. Do we have any minutes to review that?
We do not. So this was a discussion last week. I was waiting for Ellen to do her minutes. She asked me to wait on mine so that she could finish hers, which I don't know when they're forthcoming. So mine will be forthwith, because I'm sick of waiting.
We're caught up a lot.
We have audio on for everything. It's just getting the minutes that really need to be posted.
Without approval, I guess that's...
Well, we do have audio.
We have to, okay.
There's stuff to work with.
Yes, absolutely.
So we don't have any old business, so we'll just move on to the new business. The first business is, I guess, to say hello to Ron and welcome.
Thank you, Board.
Welcome, Ron.
Yes, sir.
And the first application, of all the applications, is appeal number 859, which is an application from Keith and Joanna Gilligan. The applicant is seeking to subdivide their property into two lots, of one and two lots, requiring area variance from the minimum lot standard of the agricultural one and two family residential R4 district. Lot two is identified in the application as a proposed lot area of 1.5 plus or minus acres, and the requirement of the R4 district is a minimum of 3 acres. So the way we're just going to do this is we ask the applicant to describe what you're doing. If anybody has comments, please tell us your name and where you live. So.
I'm Keith Gilligan. Okay. So what we're doing, we own 49 acres there. I know it's three, but because of a driveway that's to the south that we want to use, we want to build a new house. And by the way, it's the last thing on our minds that we thought we'd ever have to do at our age. But unfortunately, a subdivision with 24 lots got approved right directly across the street from us out our kitchen window. And it's completely changed the way we think we want to live. So we decided that we are going to build a new house. So we've decided to cut the one house we live in for 7 years off on an acre and a half, and then build on the remaining acreage.
Okay, so lot two, that's the existing. I didn't get a chance to get out this way, but I know the area.
Yeah, lot two is the existing lot that you turned into.
Correct, yep.
And you want to, because of your view, You want to walk in the back where that garage is in the rear out there, a separate
garage out here. This driveway comes out, we're going to extend it, and we're going to build a house here facing the mountain this time.
How long ago was that subdivision done?
They started it. It actually was approved in 2007. We knew that it had been, but it was my understanding that they would have had to go back in front of the Board of Health and everything again. But the person who gave me that information was wrong. They didn't. They only had to come in front of the planning board and update it. So Cerrone bought it in, I'm going to say 2021. They started last September. And it's some of it was an absolute nightmare. I mean, when they compact those roads with that roller compactor, all your dishes in the cupboard are rattling, and I live across the street. Yeah. A couple weeks ago, there was 9 cement trucks lined up, all the way from the house they're building to Old Saratoga Road. Okay. And all you could smell was diesel fuel. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we just finally had enough and said, let's it go. Let's be over.
So the rationale for you wanting to move away from there, I understand. What's the rationale for not?
The 3 acres. All right, the one is that driveway. That driveway, we went over as far as we could to that south side of that driveway.
Can you show us up here, because we all have the map.
Yes.
So can you show us that and come on up and show
sure.
us?
Sure. So you see this is an existing driveway that goes out back. It also comes around, but we went over as far as we could to get the 250 foot, which was the minimum distance it needed for that lot. But out here, this is a cleared field, and I plant it every year for wildlife with turnips and stuff like that. And so for 7 years, I've been cultivating that field. And in order to, if I had to go 3 acres, I would have had to cut half of that field out.
What about going the other way?
There's the driveway.
Okay. Jim, that's an existing driveway that you have that you want to use to build?
To come out, yes.
And where are you going to put that?
Right in here.
Over that far?
Yep, we're going to come right between the pole barn and the garage, and we're going to build a house right here.
Okay. What are the plans for the rest of the property?
Nothing.
Okay. We are not.
We love our peace and quiet. I've lived in the town of Rose since I was 12, and we've built 5 homes here. And we lived down Old Bend Road, I don't know if you know where that is, for 25 years. But when that started getting built up, we bailed. We lived on Blanchard Road for 4 years, but my wife didn't like it. So we looked for 2 years and found this piece of property. And then we thought we were going to be golden. It didn't end up working out that way.
Can I say something?
That's Joanna.
I'm Joanna. I'm not a friendly person.
That's your wife.
Yeah.
Well, let me just tell you really quickly, we lived in a trailer park for 8 years when we first were together, and that cures your neighbors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, that's our mayor.
You got to tell us who you are and where you live. I'm sorry.
Who, me?
Yes.
Don Fisher.
Okay. And you're not opposed to this?
Hell no.
Oh, he's the surveyor. Okay. I doubt that any of my neighbors are going to come. They all know me well.
As I understand, there was no comment.
Yeah.
He has worked his butt off in that field.
I know my, I know all of my neighbors.
He doesn't want to leave. He because he wants to sell his house and move over there. I mean, you can't blame the man. He put a lot of time and effort and work into that part of the field. He doesn't want to let it go and then move over there and let it feel good.
The metal shed. Wood shed.
That takes a big piece out of it.
That's a full look.
Whoops. Don't worry about it. It's fine.
These are new to me. I don't know what's...
That metal shed... I think it's right there, right?
No,
it's above the line.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the metal shed, that's actually full of firewood. And I do keep a couple tractors in it for doing all the work around the place.
So the metal shed and the barn and the garage keep there all existing?
Yes. We've been there 7 years. The only thing that was there when I bought it was that pole barn. And we built everything else.
What's going to happen to the house?
We'll sell it.
Yeah.
And I did you read some of Jim's notes? I just wanted to bring up one that's something you might want to look at over the years because it's very contradicting, totally. And it's that, I think it was number 5. Where he said the variance would not materially or detrimentally to the purpose of this chapter or to the property in the district. His answer was the smaller lots around the subject parcel have largely come about because of the clustering provision outlined in Article 8 of our zoning chapter. Among the reasons this provision exists is to allow subdivisions which include smaller lots for the protection of desirable natural features or areas with limited development suitabilities. They went into that development, they cut every tree off that piece of property. And I did talk to Jim about it, but he said that clear cutting is in the eye of the beholder. And I guess it is. But, you know, That's a very poorly worded thing. If you're letting them have a smaller lot in order to save the environment and do other stuff, but they go in there and cut every tree off, and they cut, I don't know if any of you have been down on Saratoga Road. Mm-hmm. Have you been down there? There's a well pipe sticking up taller than I am now because they cut that hill off 10 feet to move that dirt in order to get the yeah. So, I mean, that's a pretty rough cut into something you're trying to save. Just saying.
It's incongruous.
Yeah. I mean, that well pipe, you can see they cut down 10 feet of dirt.
You gotta develop, you know.
They had to get their grades. Well, I understand, but and Jim agrees too. He didn't do it. He wasn't the one who did, you know, that if there was ever anything that he would, if he was teaching a class in zoning, this would be the first day you would tell him don't do. I've been in the building industry my whole life, and I've never seen a piece of land manipulated to the extent that that one was in order to build houses on. Use a little clip or something.
So your plan is to put your house essentially in the middle of that.
Yeah, somewhere. You know where that garage is. If I had to guess. We want to do a walkout basement, which would probably only be 40 or 50 feet away from that garage. And the tail end of the house, we're going to walk out on that end. So we still have quite a bit going the other way, going south towards my other neighbor.
And you're not planning to shut down?
We have no plans. We didn't plan on doing that.
We grant this on... And you sell the property, it doesn't stop somebody else from.
I totally agree. So, you know, if one of my kids ever wanted to build a house,
oh, yeah.
I think I could do the 3 acres. If it was something in my family, yeah. I'd let them cut in the back and come right around the back, you know what I mean? But unfortunately, the way we did it.
Yeah. Well, you already have a house,
right? I do.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful home too. We didn't think we'd be moving, but
7 years you've been there?
Pardon?
You said 7 years?
Seven, yeah. We moved in September of 2016.
Seems pretty clear to me what you're trying to do. Trying to get away from the...
Right, we just don't want to deal with it. We just can't deal with it anymore, you know what I mean? We thought we could, you know, accept it and go along with the flow, but as it started going,
it's out there today.
Tough. Yeah.
Hey. Hey.
Yes.
We left the trees along the road so we can't see the road.
Right. Well, we're quite a ways away from, we've got quite a buffer between the road and the new house anyways.
The new house.
And we're facing the other, our front is going to face back.
How far deep are you, do you think, estimate?
With the new house? At least 300.
Yeah.
Yep. How far is that pole? How far is that pole?
We don't have it.
What scale? We got it.
We measured it. Never. There was.
No, we measured the metal shed.
To the metal shed. Okay. To the metal shed, we measured about
150. Yes. I'd say.
If we insist on.
Well, there's 200. There's 200 to that one corner. I'd say it's got to be 250 plus. If I look at those two measurements and add them up, and the pole bar's still over there, 250-ish.
my sense is that that lot is, this lot is not that unusual for that road.
Yeah, two or three of my neighbors have only a 1 acre.
Yeah.
Tim across the street and D. Fish, the next side of me, she has only 1.1 acre.
Yeah, it's over there.
So, I don't know, reviewing the requirements for us, first of all, we don't need SECRE. There's no requirement for SECRE. And I'm just gonna leave the public hearing open for a little bit.
Sure.
Does anybody have any issues, any questions, anything?
Your wife started to say something.
I think she did, go ahead.
Oh, I just wanted to, you guys know that I'm not a friendly person, okay? I love my neighbors, I get along with all of them. But to look out my front door and see nothing when it was such a beautiful acreage filled with all kinds of animals.
That's why you bought it, right?
Exactly.
That's right.
And then when they told, when Keith went over and talked to him, they said, oh, we're going to leave trees, they'll be fine.
Yeah.
They didn't leave anything.
Everything.
They even cut all the trees off the property that's sacred ground.
Well, there's two historic sites there.
Oh, yeah?
And I was under the impression that they had to leave the trees and everything there, but they don't.
Huh.
As long as they don't dig up the stumps.
Huh.
So the stumps are still there and they fenced them off. But I think somebody didn't know about it and it was after the fact, but they hadn't dug any of the stumps up yet.
Hmm.
So they caught it.
Well, the good news is you bought a big piece of land. So the good news is you bought a big piece of land.
Yes, we did. We went back and forth for 6 months because they didn't want to take our offer and we didn't want to pay their offer. But they came back to us after 6 months. And we looked for 2 years. We looked for 2 years to try to find a piece of property that we could build our last house on.
And the land that you've owned, does that go up? I mean, is it pretty steep?
Where?
This property.
Ours?
Yeah.
It's pretty much... In the back, yeah, we go back, I don't know, maybe I'd say 600 or 700 feet, and then we're going right straight up.
And that's your property too.
It's our property too. We own all the way to the stream. We own the center of the stream that feeds down through, that the state owns on the other side, that feeds into the old lake.
Okay.
We own right to the center of the stream.
I just wanted on the record that most of this lot is really not that buildable.
No.
Is that correct?
Correct.
That's the impression that I got.
There would just be one. There would be a provision, you know, hypothetically, if somebody, or somebody up there, would be enough for one more frontage house on the other end if it ever came about.
And this?
On the south side.
Yeah. South side, and Saratoga.
Right. Yeah.
But other than that, it's not.
It wouldn't happen.
Buildable property.
It goes down like this first, then it levels off for a little bit. Then it goes back up.
Good. Not that that's going to, I mean, if somebody really wants to build something there, they might be able to, and they might come to us for a subdivision, but
yeah.
If we approve this, that doesn't stop somebody from coming for a subdivision.
I got you.
You know, if you're selling, and I just wanted on the record that we understand this is a difficult lot to build on.
Yes.
All right, I'm just going to review the conditions that we need to meet to approve this application. First is that the strict application of dimensional requirements will result in a specific practical difficulty to the applicant. And you've described the fact that a difficulty would be you'd have to you cleared and fertilized this field behind that property, because that would be the logical place to extend this lot.
Yeah.
It's a farm.
If you take it right.
Yeah, it's a wildlife refuge.
Right. And the driveway, not to cut you off, Jim said to me you could do an easement on the driveway. I could add it into to make the 3 acres, have it come across the driveway, but I said to him right off the bat, I've owned a couple of easements and right-of-ways over the year, and they do not work out.
Yeah, I don't like easements.
They're meant to be broken. People hire lawyers, and, you know, that's right.
We've done it, but I don't like them.
Nope.
So, and that's what Jim's saying, that the applicant is asserting that there are physical attributes of the land and the built environment. And if the board is willing, I just assume incorporate Jim's comments off the record for that condition. And the next is how substantial the requested variance is in relation to the requirement. And it's about 50% of the requirement. So it's a 50% variance. And our standard has always been that beyond 50%, we don't want to do it. But up to 50%,
that's what he told me. Yeah.
Pretty high, but
that's
still,
what he told me.
But that's what we've always done.
Because our first survey with it was less. It was 1.3. But then I just I had to give it up. You know what I mean? So
I call it substantial, but in general this board has not called 50% substantial. So
yes, sir.
And none of these requirements are absolute
set stone.
Yeah, they're not
set stone.
I understand. We don't have to it's a weighing thing whether the detriment to the applicant is greater than the benefit to the benefits of the applicant versus the detriment to the community. The next is that the difficulty cannot be alleviated by some practical method feasible for the applicant to pursue. And again, I find what Jim has said here to be pretty straightforward and to the point. A larger lot could be accounted, but the preferred retention separate driveways and planted open area would be compromised. And I think we agree that that's worth holding on to. The next is that there will be no substantial change in the character of the neighborhood or detriment to adjoining properties. And again, he points out that there are a number of properties with that size lot, and we've talked about that too. So that'll be part of our findings, I think. And the next, I'm not going to read the whole thing, but the next condition is that the variance would not be materially detrimental to the purpose of this chapter, the property in the district in which the property is located, or which otherwise conflict with the description or purpose of the district, et cetera, et cetera. and again, with the smaller lots, I'm not sure I agree with the whole clustering thing, you know, I don't know if that applies to this. To this lot in this area, but it's, I don't see this as being detrimental of approving this. So, and as always, if anybody disagrees with me, please speak up. So we reviewed those requirements, and again, as I said, this and the one other note that Jim has in this is that he felt that it was necessary to require that the construction be started within a year?
A year and a half, he said.
A half.
Okay. Well, here's the thing, I told him, you know, I'm 69, my wife's 73. We are not in any hurry, but we will get it started within that year and a half. We own a piece of property on Route 9 in the town of Monroe. We just put that up for sale. And, you know, look, when you get our age, you don't just don't have $400,000 freely to put your hands on.
Sure.
You know what I mean? So everything's invested. So I've got to sell something to get it started, and then I can move forward.
But you'd be amenable to that, Keith, for us?
Absolutely.
To be,
yes.
You know,
a year and a half.
The start of construction.
I will start. Yeah. I hope to start like midsummer at the latest. But
honestly, I'll be honest, and I respect Jim's opinions and his interpretations of this, but as I see it, I mean, this is not somebody asking for something to do with these accessory buildings. So, I mean, this is just, we're creating a lot that has accessory buildings with no principal use, but I don't know.
There's something in your code about taking off because people want to just have a garage. He explained it all to me.
Yeah.
So I said, well, geez, we got a double sword. I can't build on without cutting it off, and I can't cut it off. Yeah, so okay. He said we could put a time limit.
Yeah.
And I said,
I'm going to argue that to every argument. How good is it? That's the question.
I don't know. Now, Jim was here to explain it to us better than I
did. Yeah, and him and I had a talk too. A lot of them, I think some of your stuff needs to be looked at again. It's irrelevant to what happens now. You know what I mean? It just needs to be tuned up.
By the knowledge of the code and what's being proposed, seems more than reasonable.
Yeah, and if you're amenable to having that be a condition, it's a start.
We are.
It's not being
absolutely
completed. So anyway, any other public comment? And we have no letters.
You want to put this on the record, Mr.
Council? Yep. We got a decision from the Council of the Planning Board that there's no significant countywide or community impact. And we don't, this does not require a seeker. And I believe it's a type 2 action, but I'm not sure the exact. So we'll close the public hearing without objection, I would entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion that we approve appeal number 859, granting the relief of the 1.5 acres. with a condition, I'm only hearing one condition, that it's construction would begin within the year and a half of the approval of the appeal.
So construction of lot 2.
Lot 2. Okay. Well, excuse me, lot 1.
Oh, yes, so
you're lot 1. Okay. And can we include the findings as per the staff report?
Sure. And for the conditions, we approve the recommendations of the staff notes.
Second.
I second.
Any discussion from the board? Would you poll the board, please?
Absolutely. Justin Farrell.
Yes.
Ron Zimmerman.
Yes.
Scott Fitzsimmons.
Yes.
And Gerhard Endel.
Yes. Gerhard.
Gerhard. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Have a good evening.
Same to
you. Too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I'm sorry you have to build in a box.
So am I.
We just take our time this time.
Hopefully you won't have to move it again.
No, I can't see nothing.
I'm going to pick up a very